KDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Consumer confidence plunged last month. In fact, it plummeted by the biggest month-to-month amount in more than 4 years. The Conference Board says its Consumer Confidence Index, which measures Americans' assessment of current economic conditions, sank far below the expectations of most economists. Pope Francis felt well enough this morning to approve new decrees for possible saints, the Vatican suggesting he is getting work done despite his hospitalization for double pneumonia. Confusion still reigns in Washington over those emails sent to federal workers telling them to outline their jobs or be fired.
Federal workers in limbo after confusing and contradictory guidance about that ultimatum and midnight deadline from billionaire Elon Musk, saying employees must respond to an email with a list of what they did last week or lose their job. The president calling that idea genius.
That's ABC's Rachel Scott on Capitol Hill. A vote in the UN, the U.S. refusing to blame Russia for the invasion of Ukraine. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. An error in one of the first ads in the state Supreme Court race after Elon Musk's group got involved. He's the major donor behind Building America's Future, which will spend $1.6 million in supporting conservative Brad Schimmel over liberal Susan Crawford. One of their first ads says, quote, Susan Crawford is wrong for Wisconsin, end quote, with a photo of her. But there's one big problem. It's the wrong Susan Crawford. The one they included in their ad, Susan P. Crawford, is a law professor at Harvard. And when you look up Susan Crawford on Wikipedia, you end up on the professor's page and you find that photo. Crawford's campaign called it shameful and a fraud and said, quote, Wisconsinites shouldn't trust a single thing from these guys, end quote. Now, this comes after another ad issue a few weeks ago, where the Schimmel campaign ran a spot with an edited photo of Susan Crawford that turned her smile into a scowl. The Schimmel campaign admitted the photo was edited. And the Wisconsin DMV says they're seeing an increase in online vehicle fraud, where people believe they're paying a dealership for a new car. Melissa Kay has more.
The scheme starts as a fake online storefront. The website or social media profile claims to be a Wisconsin dealership. You'll see stock images or photos of real vehicles, and real Wisconsin dealerships are included to make things seem legitimate. Advertised vehicles may be listed at below market value to make interested customers take the bait. Another warning signal is no in-person contact with the seller. The Wisconsin DMV is aware of multiple cases that follow this pattern. Sometimes the scammer interacts with the customer by phone or email, but after they receive the money by wire transfer, all contact stops.
WizDOT has some recommendations for avoiding scammers on their website. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
The Packers are in Indy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. At the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis, where over 300 of the top college football players will work out and interview with teams. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst, doing interviews with the media, asked about free agents like defensive end Myles Garrett or wide receiver Davante Adams. A number of Wisconsin Badger players here, like Jack Nelson. College basketball, Wisconsin slipped from 11th to the 12th ranked team in the nation in the AP Top 25 after that loss in overtime. Time to Oregon. They play Washington tonight at the Kohl Center. Marquette now ranked 22nd after losing four of their last six games. They host Providence tomorrow night at 6. The Bucks on the road in Houston tonight against the Rockets. Baseball, Brewers outfielder Blake Perkins says he was taking live batting practice against Freddie Peralta when a fastball struck him just below the right knee, fracturing his shin bone. Perkins expects to be out until early May. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the mid to upper 40s. For tonight, chance of rain and a low of 33. Chance of rain Wednesday, otherwise clouds and mid 40s. For Thursday, partly sunny, 42. Friday, partly sunny and windy with highs in the upper 40s.
It's 43 at our studios.
Day one. The hardest day. The day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olson joins us.
There's a hockey game tomorrow night between Canada and the U.S. Everywhere up in Canada when they were playing the game, the U.S. was being booed. Imagine how you would feel if your neighbor were constantly saying, I'm taking your backyard. You would find that very serious. That's what's happening around the world. We are going to have no friends, period.
That is
and
so well put.
And that matters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Our old friend Luke Mathers is back for a Tuesday Tangent with Lukester. We'll find out what's grinding his gears and more. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
Salaries for the cuts means the nursing homes shut down. People are put out on the streets. It means that poor kids don't get access to mental health services. And so what happened 8 years ago was cruel. A tax cut put on the American public's credit card, 80% of the benefits going to the very, very richest, none of it trickling down. This version that Republicans are talking about passing in a matter of weeks is even more cruel because it is the same balance, the benefit going to the very, very wealthy, President-elect Trump's friends who pay to get in and out of Mar-a-Lago, but financed immediately by cuts that are going to be devastating.
Thank you, Senator Chris Murphy. Leading the resistance, Representative Krishnamurthy. Here he is. One more.
They are. You know, I think that you might have seen it, but as poll numbers are dipping now, as people are paying attention to what's happening here, you know, some people talk about DEI. I also talk about it, you know, Doge, Elon, and incompetence. And it is out of control, my friend. And we're seeing it kind of lay, wreckage across the government landscape. My constituents made almost 1,000 phone calls into our office the day that they learned that Elon Musk had access to, private information on the federal payment service. They don't want any part of that.
Yep. Vive la resistance. I'm sorry. Forgot to ask that. That's the theme of today's show. Viva Joy Reid. Viva Rachel Maddow. Viva Macron. Charlie Sykes says, a short version of those of you still hiding under the pillows. Reports of Trump's honeymoon were greatly exaggerated to begin with. His approval numbers are historically flaccid, and the public generally hates a lot of what's going on right now. Resistance is working, and this guy, this alpha liberal, I mean, he's right out in front. There he comes.
All right. Give me a guest who is profane. Ain't got time for someone mundane. Dummy days are gone in the basement. Mama don't care how much that she's got to spend. Got to take it, Cliff Schecter jingle in. Grumpy days are gone in the basement of her home. Cause of mama, she brings us Cliff Schecter.
It's the hardest working man in Substack. We're in the middle of a 12-hour cliffathon.
Or the dumbest human being ever.
You are doing a 12-hour broadcast. You have a cavalcade of stars. You are leading the resistance, sir. Are you sleepy?
I did last night a bit. I have a feeling I'll be sleeping all day tomorrow, yeah. And maybe the next day.
Not before you sing You'll Never Walk Alone, because that's how you have to end every telethon, Cliff.
Okay. I will make sure I do that, even though, you know, half the time here I'm having trouble just making basic audio work, so we'll see. But you are part of the cavalcade of stars, so this kind of worked out really well. Thank you for having me on today.
Thank you, Angel. So, I don't know if you saw it, Madeline and Joy Reid's last show last night, but, you know, Cliff, I keep saying all morning, as depressing as everything that's going on, man, there are models of courage like that that are just inspiring, I think, so many people. I mean, this is how you use your privilege to help other people, right? You know, as Jane Fonda just said, woke means, you know, you give a damn about other people. There's Rachel Maddow putting MSNBC on blast for this decision of firing Joy Reid and other people of color, standing up for the workers there being mistreated. I mean, there's Nicole Wallace and Lawrence O'Donnell and Jen Psaki all standing in solidarity, you know, and I literally cried. I was inspired. Talk about it a little bit.
Well, I mean, I was particularly impressed that Rachel mentioned the producers and the folks behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Because they're the ones nobody knows. And I'm not saying it's not what happened with Joy Reid, and you particularly add in, weird how, like, every single person who they let go seems to be a minority. And if that wasn't on purpose, that's a real bad look. Katie Kang and others going. But you know, again, it feels a little bit like they're trying to maybe get rid of some of the people that appear to be more rabble-rousers.
Yeah. And it's exactly the wrong time. The tide is turning, Cliff. You can feel it. I know you can. And by the way, Donald Trump wouldn't be going off about Joy Reid if she wasn't really effective, if she wasn't really powerful. She is a powerful, fierce black voice that scares the out of them, obviously. He did his
usual.
Well,
as you saw from when he dodged that guy, that black guy who tried to hug him, you know, just being black to begin with scares Donald Trump a lot.
Yeah. But this is one of his, I don't know, midnight, you know. They finally gotten up the nerve to fire one of the least talented people in television, the mentally obnoxious racist Joy Reid. And then he went on to attack the ratings and intelligence of Rachel Maddow, because I think we can all agree on that, what a dummy.
Yeah.
Well, Rhodes scholars tend to not be that smart.
Then he says, check this out, with no self-awareness. The whole corrupt operation is nothing more than an illegal arm of the Democrat Party. They should be forced to pay vast sums of money for the damages they've done to our country. Fake news is an unpardonable sin. You know who had to pay vast sums of money? Fox News, for for lying to the American people.
Yeah, I mean, also, another guy had to pay vast sums of money. It was this guy named Donald Trump. I mean, it may not seem to him, but paying $25 million for a fake university as a fine because you were ripping people off and saying you were teaching them something. Yeah, that's paying a vast sum of money.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Love this tweet. I always thought the Trojans were kind of dumb when they saw a big wooden horse outside the gates of Troy and thought it was a good idea to bring it in. The USA is a real life example of welcoming a Trojan horse. I mean, you're seeing all these people, Cliff, at you know, town halls and stuff, and it's just so hard to not go like, just now, you're realizing that this is a big 10-year grift?
Well, and you keep seeing, you know, in these articles, they're interviewing people who are like, you know, well, I voted for Trump, but I thought, you know, and I get to that point, I almost don't even want to bother to read anymore because I have no sympathy.
Yeah.
You know, it's like these people that
you start going, la, 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 la.
Right. You know, I guess you believe that your federal job could only be federal if you're sitting in an office in Washington, D.C. Like, yeah. I hate to tell you, if you work for, like, the Park Service, you know, and this is a guy because here out here, they cut funding to get rid of lampreys in the Great Lakes, which look like creatures from the X-Files, by the way. They're frightening. And they eat all the fish, which, of course, then fishermen lose their jobs and it all sort of, you know, it's terrible all around. And the guy's like, well, I don't know why Donald Trump would do that. And it's like, really? So you voted for him. You don't know why he would do that. Were you paying attention to anything this imbecile has done in his life? Do you know why he'd go bankrupt five times? Do you know why he'd have three different wives and five different kids that we know of with them? Do you know why he liked getting together with a porn star and watching Shark Week? I mean, there's all sorts of stuff I don't know about him that I don't get. What I do get is he's nowhere near mentally, you know, or physically or intellectually prepared to be president. Wasn't before, isn't again. Right. I don't know how it wasn't obvious.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, it really is. Showing grace right now is card. So yes, it's a little challenging, but
I don't have much. I mean, I have to be honest right now.
Because we keep saying it. They did vote for it, but they just voted it to happen to other people. You know, and right. that's what's hard
support
to
support that yeah. guy, ruin his life. I mean, just don't mess with my family.
Right. Right. So the signs are everywhere. This is a transcript from Fox News. Trump, you had a man who's led a country that had the most beautiful cities. They're demolished, had the most beautiful domes. Brian Kilmeade, but that's Russia's fault, though, Mr. President. Trump, 1,000-year-old domes, everything's demolished, sort of like Gaza. Kilmeade, that's Putin's fault. Trump, I get tired of listening to that. I mean, that is sort of, and these town halls, right? I mean, Joe Walsh said, please, please, please pay attention to this. A Republican representative getting booed by his Republican constituents because he supports Musk and Trump are doing. And these are Republican voters who are not happy with what Musk and Trump are doing. Pay attention. This is just the beginning. This one, new report shows consumer sentiment dropped 10% since last month. A new poll shows 62% of Americans say Trump isn't doing enough to address inflation. I mean, I keep saying it. You know, Cliff, but feels like a revolution is coming. You know, some douchebag with a chainsaw laughing about you losing your job is not playing well.
Right. As he's taking in how much in government subsidies, $100 million contracts for his garbagey blowing up cars and you know, little space machines. No, it's not playing well. In fact, the poll that Pew just put out, over 5,000 people, that's a pretty big sample. And I'll tell you this in polling language. I can't use the swear word on here that I'd like to use. But let's put it this way. When 36% of people strongly disapprove of you, that means 36% of people effing hate you.
Yeah. 80% you know, don't trust Putin. 83% don't think he should have pardoned the January 6th
right.
terrorists.
And so,
yeah.
So Musk and Zuckerberg are both incredibly unpopular. Trump at 47%. I'm sure he's much lower now during his honeymoon period there. Had the worst rating since Trump the first time, and then the worst rating before that since 1953. They're not popular, and they keep doing things like firing the people that voted for him and destroying people, the people that voted for him with the programmers they're demolishing and just, you know, being obscene in to the rest of us, doing things that I can't believe are legal. I'll just, you know, because Elon Musk likes doing what he likes doing, say allegedly, but it seems to me that if I just busted into the Treasury Department as a private citizen, they would arrest me and say what I did was illegal.
Here's, speaking of people hating him, this is a fun fact from the new book. Trump reportedly opted out of testifying at the second day of his civil trial, fraud trial, to duck questions about his wife Melania, her living arrangement. A source at Mar-a-Lago told Wolf she hates him. Well, she joins the rest of the world. You sounds know? Like she wants
money,
her.
Money, money.
She wants her.
Individual liberty?
Yes.
Yeah, Christmas. I hate the Christmas. The Christmas.
Yes, I believe the Christmas, you know what, and also she, him. Yeah.
Yeah, she enables it. That's true.
Yes, she does.
She enables him, though. So I have no sympathy for her. She I'm sorry. The rest of us hate him and are trying to do something about
it. Yeah. I love that's the news. Just look at any facial expression she's ever made at him in public.
I know.
I love that.
I love it.
My favorite one. Remember the inauguration?
Yes.
She's smiling at him when he looks at her. Here, do it. Smiling. And then he turns around and she goes.
It's so great. She's like, hey.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah, there's not a lot of love going on.
Yeah, that was a financial arrangement.
So Elon Musk once again violated the law with his weekend demand that federal employees explain their accomplishments or risk being fired, say attorneys in a new lawsuit that is trying to block the mass layoffs. It called the threat of mass firings one of the most massive employment frauds in the history of this country. Blah, blah, blah. I feel like every story now, Cliff, like, oh, by the way, XYZ is illegal, isn't the story, right?
Because there's nobody mining the store, so to speak. So they're either doing things that are purposely illegal because they want to do them and challenging judges to stop them, or they just don't know. They're doing other things that they don't know whether they're legal or not, like firing certain people that have various protected statuses.
So,
you know,
right.
Firing the nuke guys who handle the nukes and just...
Yeah.
But no mailing address.
It's also just the chaos. The FBI, State Department, Homeland Security, the Pentagon instructed their employees not to respond. Right? So Bobby Kennedy instructed his employees to comply after his acting general counsel had instructed them not to. I mean, they don't. This is just pure, right? I mean, they don't know what the F they're doing.
Had they finished chugging their required unpasteurized milk that morning yet?
Yeah, I mean, so the Trump administration seems like it's backing off after Musk's weekend mandate, the five things, whatever, stupid email. They're saying, so it looks like the first time this reporting says that it puts some daylight between the White House and Musk. One DOJ employee said it is just a massive whiplash all the time. I mean, I know everybody speculated on, you know, when will there be the falling out between Trump and Musk, but I don't know whether it's, you know, just going to be like this, just pure chaos.
It's going to be interesting because Trump clearly is pissed at Musk, right? The legal folks came in and had that briefing like Doge. He's not part of Doge. He doesn't run Doge. Right. Who's Elon Musk? I've met him once. I don't really know him that well. And then
Trump himself,
I wanted to hire somebody who was smarter than he was out loud. So clearly he's ticked at the Time magazine and all of the coverage. But the difference here is he's done this to so many people before when they've taken the spotlight from him.
Yeah.
But here, this guy owns him, basically. This guy spent hundreds of millions of dollars. Trump's a billionaire on paper when you don't count his debt. Musk, because of government subsidies, largely, a real billionaire, and funded all this and has Twitter. So I'm not sure what he can do. I think he'd like to fire him and get rid of him, but I'm not sure what he can do about it.
Yeah. He's a welfare queen in a Tesla. That's what he is.
That's exactly right. In an ugly Tesla truck, it literally looks like two toasters reproduced.
21 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Stamps.com and my...
Individual liberty?
Yes, yes. Just like Melania, I would like my...
Individual liberty.
Yes, and you know what gives me that? Flexibility.
Flexibility.
Are you just being super quiet? Is your mic not working?
It's working.
Okay, there you go. Stamps.com, right? A tedious task like sending certified mail, invoices, checks, documents, packages can be done on your time, not someone else's. That's how you get all that flexibility, right? It means you decide when and where to invest your time. Stamps.com handles all your mailing and shipping needs wherever, whenever. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell products online. Access all the USPS and UPS services you need to run your business right from your computer or phone anytime, day or night. Low lines, no traffic, no waiting. Let's do it. Have more flexibility. Stamps.com. Use the code Stephanie. You get a special offer. Includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. Whee! No long-term commitments or contracts. Go to Stamps.com. The code is Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
You expect me to ignore my fans? They're life and death to me, baby. They're the ones who really make me.
While we've cleaned up our diets, removed the harsh chemicals from our homes, why are we still relying on outdated remedies for our health? Let me tell you about the highest quality CBD from CB Distillery. They offer natural plant-based solutions for sleep, stress, even post-workout pain that actually work. Get this, 90% of people report better sleep with CBD. That is a big deal if you're battling daily stress or trying to ease that nagging pain after exercise. CB Distillery has solutions for that too. My favorite is the CBD relief stick because I'm always overdoing it exercise. Once you try it, you're going to wonder how you ever got by without it. 2 million satisfied customers, 100% money back guarantee. We trust CB Distillery. You will too. If you're still turning to remedies straight out of your grandma's medicine shelf, maybe it's time to switch to CB Distillery. Right now, save 20% with the promo code Stephanie at CBDistillery.com. That is CBDistillery.com. The code is Stephanie at CBDistillery.com. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. That's 800-908-7016.
Blue is my favorite color. What's yours?
What's yours?
Red is my favorite color. What's yours?
What's yours?
Well, yeller's sweller for this little feller.
And me, I'm keen on green.
So what's your favorite color? Tell us, please.
Kids will spend 20 minutes listening to songs like
what's
this.
What's your favorite color? Tell us, please. What's your favorite color? What's your favorite color? What's your favorite color? What's your favorite?
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes twice a day. They have the time. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives and the Ad Council.
Janine Marks, a 12-year-old, was fairly normal. She spent a lot of time online. One day, she met a new friend. The new friend had the same problems at home. They liked the same bands. They worried about the same subjects in school. They promised to keep each other's secrets. They wished they went to the same junior high. The new friend had good news. He said he was going to be in Janine's area one Saturday. He thought it would be amazing if they could just hang out, go to the mall. Janine agreed. The new friend didn't want parents messing this up. Janine showed up alone. So did her new friend, who wasn't in junior high, wasn't nice, and wasn't a 14-year-old boy. Last year, 1 in 5 children was sexually solicited online. Help delete online predators. Call 1-800-THE-LOST or visit cybertipline.com to learn how to protect your kids' online life. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children.
I'm bringing sexy back.
Stephanie Miller.
I do not.
Get your sexy out.
Go heavy, go with it.
Get your sexy out.
Go heavy, go with it.
Get your sexy out.
Go heavy, go with it.
Yeah, bringing all these sexy alpha liberals back. Cliff Schechter is here. Jody.
Yes.
Who said, we're going to Fort Knox to see if the gold's there, because maybe somebody stole the gold, tons of gold.
Laura Dern.
No, that was Donald Trump. I'm going to go with Elon, because we want to see if the gold's still there. Wouldn't that be terrible? We open the door, we'll say, there's nothing there, they stole this too. Who said that?
Julianne Moore?
No, that was Goldfinger, and also the guy in Die Hard, and also Donald Trump. And Lex Luthor, in addition. Hi, Cliff.
Yeah, I wanted to make a Goldfinger joke, but you got there ahead of me. We're living James Bond movies.
Yes, we are.
Fort Knox, the richest guy in the world. He's got some weird haircut. He doesn't know how to, like, interact with normal humans. Jumps up on stage and, like, a strange guy. He's got, like, 47 kids and is standing next to the president while his son wipes a booger on his desk, so the president has to have his desk replaced. That's the world we're living in, right?
Yes. I mean, that's why that scene with Macron in the Oval Office was just so fantastic. Robert tweets, today Macron cut off Trump mid-sentence in a lie. Also today, multiple nations met in Kyiv in support of Ukraine and with complete disregard to Trump and Putin. Europe is not afraid. Canada's not afraid. Mexico's not afraid. The bullying has worn thin in week 6. And take a page from that, from Joy Reid and Rachel Maddow's courage last night. And Macron, I mean, I love this one. Covey says President Macron had to come all the way from France to show American journalists how to fact check Trump. I mean, this is what you're always talking about, Cliff, not just how to alpha liberal, but how to, you know, how the mainstream media should be taking a page, right?
Well, they should be. And again, like, you know, not to self-promote, but I guess I am. That's why I'm doing the Substack thing today, because I can put out on there what I wish, I don't have I don't have to worry that some corporation is going to make a deal with Donald Trump and disappear me the next day. Zuckerberg, where all my accounts are gone. I have no access to people. You get an email list here. I can do video like this. You know, I mean, you think about Jim Acosta.
Yes. Oh, my God. We're trying to get him on. Love him. Coming up on your show, I know. All right. More Cliff Schechter next.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way, too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Every story matters. And the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Reggie Jackson, the Milwaukee historian and teacher, travels the state sharing Black history while challenging what you think you already know.
Invited to all these communities around the state. These people don't know much about the African-American experience, and so they asked me to come and share some of that with them. To talk about things related to African-American history, race and racism, things of that nature. I've been to over 50 communities around the state of Wisconsin. People like the message that I send. They think it's credible information. It's been one of the greatest joys in my life, and it's been a great journey. And I've appreciated all of those folks that I work with in all those different communities engaging in conversations about really important things to them.
Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr.
Prevention Council and the Ad Council.
We are talking about our world today. Oh, and someone's on the line.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
Welcome, Jacqueline. How old are you? You sound so young.
I'm 8.
Oh, wow. I assume you're a student, right?
Yes, from Jefferson Elementary. And I have a question.
Sure. And what's your question?
We all know the Earth has 7 continents that currently carry 193 countries. Those continents make up 29% of the Earth's surface, meaning that the vast majority of our planet, 71%, is comprised of water. Taking into consideration man automatically adapts to environmental conditions, why is it that I need to take swimming lessons?
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
Hello, I'm here to see the apartment.
Boy, this place is nice.
Hi there.
Oh my goodness, he's black.
How many square feet is it?
Oh, it's perfect. Look at that natural light.
It's 1,000.
I can't rent to him. He probably doesn't even have a job.
What kind of deposit will you need?
I can't wait to move in.
Actually, well,
go ahead, say it. He'll never know.
Is something wrong?
What's going on here?
Oh, my. I forgot. This apartment's been rented.
There. That wasn't so bad.
It has. Why are you showing it to me, then?
She's totally lying. I don't believe this.
I'm terribly sorry. My mistake.
That was easy. He'll never know.
Housing discrimination is illegal. If you think you've been a victim because of your race, color, national origin, sex, religion, disability, or family status, call 800-669-9777 or visit fairhousinglaw.org. Fair housing. It's not an option. It's...
I have no problem with the employees here saying, what did you do last week? And if you can't come up with 5 things that you did, you know, maybe you shouldn't be employed here. So
Again, this is an easy task. It happens in the private sector all the time. And so I wanted our employees to actually engage and talk about what they did. And I think this whole movement, Bill, is potentially going to make people go, I'm going to come to work earlier. I'm going to stay later. I'm going to look at what Donald Trump wants me to accomplish because he won the election. And I'm going to fight and work to make sure I help him accomplish that because I'm a public servant. I don't work for a party or a union or a think tank. I actually work for the president.
Cult leader.
Mm. Is that what you think, Sean Duffy? Yeah, I think it's going to cause more people to go, you. You douchebag. You dogebags.
Well, can I say something there?
Yes.
First of all, when are we going to, and Democrats need the messages, public sector is not the private sector. Right. People, yep, all sorts of expertise joined what they call the bureaucracy because they've got expertise. They can make more money doing other stuff, but they want to protect us. They
thank
want to keep
you
our food clean, our planes from crashing,
yeah,
our nuclear weapons from not being watched.
Yeah, and just sidebar, Cliff, I was just going to say that. You know the people whose security he stripped, despite them being targets of Iran, like Pompeo,
yes,
and I forget who
I think what's his name? The head of the former head of the Joint Chiefs.
Yeah. But, you know, he's like, oh, they made a lot of money. They didn't get their own security. No, civil servants generally don't like a lot of money. You know, Fauci. He stripped Fauci's, you know. No, he's dedicated his life to serving the public. He hasn't been a con man grifter all his life like
How
you.
How many presidents he served under, including, obviously, Reagan? And I mean,
yeah,
that's what they don't get. And we need to fundamentally redefine because we let Republicans define regulations and the bureaucracy as bad when they are things that save our lives, keep us healthy, and the bureaucracy is partly the democratic institution of experts.
Yeah. Cliff, speaking of grifting, want to get your take on this. Jeff tweets, the amount of people on social media who actually believe Elon Musk is going to give every American $5,000 is mind-boggling. I get it. You want money. That money would help a lot of people. But do you not get that they're lying to you, that it's never going to happen, that they're manipulating you so you don't notice the terrible things they're doing? I mean, they see the town halls, Cliff. They see the polling. They're like, uh-oh, we better calm the peasants with, you know, with a shiny object.
Yeah, I mean, my biggest problem is how much does it take before you switch over from assuming somebody's talking to you in good faith to assuming they're a liar? Donald Trump, this should have happened ages ago, like maybe when he was two. Elon Musk, I mean, ever since that guy that we were told was going to be the next Tony Stark opened his stupid mouth and started saying things out loud, we've known. And it's insane to me that anybody constantly lies about his workers. He even stood in the White House and said, some things I say may not be true, like
killing
constantly Gaza.
Yep.
I mean, he lies constantly. So if you know that, you should assume everything's a lie until he proves otherwise.
Yep. So let's look at the good news. Move On tweets, Trump and Elon want us confused. They want us to feel hopeless. They want us to feel like there's no point in staying informed. Don't let it work. You know, that's, again, Cliff, part of the great work you're doing, the way Rachel Maddow and Joy Reid inspired us last night. And, you know, again, the solidarity with Nicole Wallace and Lawrence O'Donnell, Jen Psaki. Yeah, I mean, where was this one? The horrible thing in Idaho. The security firm which employed the three men who dragged an Idaho woman out of a town hall has just had their business license revoked, specifically for violating city ordinances that control security agencies. The douchebag that called her the little girl and was taunting her, apparently, you know, he's had been deluged with horrible Yelp reviews for his business. So, you know, there is pushback, right?
There is, I mean, definitely. Was that a judge who revoked their license or the local... You know, if you don't know, you don't know. I'm just glad somebody did it.
Yeah.
But definitely the judiciary is holding in a way that I didn't suspect it would. You know, Reagan and Trump and George W. Bush appointees stopped Trump on all of this stuff. So that is a good sign. And that, I think, has helped put wind in the sails of those who will speak out and will fight back. And then some of these Democrats have been willing to talk out.
Yes.
You know, so
alpha liberals that went to the Cliff Schechter School of alpha liberalism.
That's right. We are unlike Trump University in that we teach you stuff.
Jody, speaking of which, who said America has a rogue president and a rogue administration? We need to acknowledge that and we need to respond. All right.
Leslie Bibb.
Your time is up. Frank Kendall, former Secretary of the Air Force. I mean, you know, we were saying, Cliff, I mean, what's his name? Drunky McRaperson, Pete Hegseth. He said that quiet part out loud. You know, we fired all the military lawyers, so, you know, we don't want any roadblocks to, you know, things getting done. You mean like illegal orders?
Right. Like, we, you know, that guy that actually earned it, the black guy, we pushed him out of the Joint Chiefs. So we the white guy that was our DUI, Opus Dei, DEI, whatever you want to call him, higher, we pushed in there. I mean, they're just, it's just a clown show. And Hegseth made perfect sense for them. You know?
Yeah. Covey says it's ironic because Trump firing a black four-star general as chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff only to name a less qualified white man to the same job is the reason why DEI policies exist in the first place. His name's Dan Kane, right? Trump's new replacement for chairman of the Joint Chiefs reportedly told Trump, "I love you, sir. I think you're great, sir. I'll kill for you, sir." He also put on a MAGA hat despite it violating military protocol. I mean,
so he'll break the law. For Trump, he'll put someone on a pedestal as their cult master as opposed to the Constitution. I mean, if he just gets himself a Nazi cross, assaults a number of women, and becomes a permanent drunk, he can become Secretary of Defense.
Let's go to Mary in Florida. You're on with Cliff. Hey, Mayor.
Hey. I just wanted to find out how we could get Joy Reid back on. I have called multiple times. I have texted multiple times.
Oh, good.
Facebook multiple times.
Yes. Say,
and
you know what?
Do that.
I would do your subject line. I agree with Rachel Maddow. You made a mistake. Correct it. You know, that's how you do this. I think, I mean, I've been saying this, Mary, all morning, that I think watching the way Rachel Maddow and, you know, Lawrence O'Donnell and Nicole Wallace and Jen Psaki stood up for Joy Reid last night, I think we have to stand up for them. I don't want to lose the only left-leaning network in America. So
yes.
Speak with your ratings. Agreed. Watch those shows of the people you support and tell them, you know, you're firing the wrong people. You know, fire the people that are bending the knee.
You gave me the word, though, reverse this. You said that first thing this morning, reverse this. So I grabbed that word, and I'm using that word.
Yeah.
I want to say a bunch of more things, but I must say about Josh Wheel. He was here in the Villages yesterday and did a meet and greet. He really feels confident that he can win this April 1st special election.
I know.
He does.
Yeah, I've
and
heard.
And we grab one more seat from the House.
Mary, Florida could be the key to turning all of this around. And thank you for your call. But yeah, Cliff, talk about that a little bit. You know, who was it we had on yesterday? Jody was talking about, you know, that we largely lost the House because of New York seats.
Oh,
you know? And I mean, we're at such a small margin. Isn't there one guy that's supposed to get arrested, a Republican?
Yes.
Which could narrow their margins some more if they believed in the rule of law. But yeah, talk about the Florida seats a little bit. Do you know much about that?
I mean, I know that we've got two really good candidates running. I know that we've got two very Republican seats. And I know that we've been, it's all starting the pattern again, like in 2016, where we started winning in places where we shouldn't have won once Trump wasn't on the ballot, but started his destructiveness again in Iowa already. Where the lieutenant governor resigned because he ran for both at the same time, a state seat. He won it by 22. Trump had won it by 21. Our guy in the special election wins by 2. Quarter, 25% almost turnaround. So what I know is, yeah, those seats are not the best seats in terms of our ability to win them. But what I do know is in off-year elections right now, without Trump on the ballot and Trump throwing everything and unpopular, every seat is up for grabs. We have a great shot in those two.
Let's
they arrest that guy you brought up. If anybody's willing to arrest him, the one who Malcolm was talking about it earlier on the thing, who used his mistress.
Yeah.
Maybe they should arrest him because I thought that was the law.
What a surprise! A misogynist woman abuser, huh? Shocking. So rare in the Republican Party. You know, let's aspire to Germany's 84% turnout and say no to Nazis. How about that? Because I just, you know, wherever you look online, Burnett says 6 weeks ago, we had the strongest economy, employment and stock market in history, all gone in 30 days. These are, as you know, Cliff, Republicans at Republican town halls. You know, I think we, Bill, I don't know if we can have it for tomorrow. We have a bunch of audio of all of these Republicans at town halls pissed and making a lot of great points. I mean, Stewart tweets, inflation was down to a trickle when Biden left office. Border crossings were down to a trickle. The economy was strong. All Trump had to do was enjoy staying out of prison, golf, and not change a damn thing, and he would have been in great shape. But no, he decided to get in bed with the tech bros and the crazies and try to become a dictator. Now the whole world and most of America hates him. Once an imbecile, always an imbecile. I mean, ain't that the truth?
I mean, the difference is, you know, Elon even said it, times will get hard. It's real tough for him. I'm sure he understands, you know, apartheid emerald mine, baby. But the thing is that he, at least those guys, they don't care. They're sociopaths who don't care. They knew that this would destroy us. Trump's too stupid to know because he doesn't understand basic economics. But look, if you don't want inflation, supporting people and then who are working cheaply so that other people can come in and charge like four times as much or much more than that for the same work, they raise prices. That's not what we call good for inflation. Tariffs are not what we call. I mean, it's just, you know, he has no idea what he's doing. And the Musk guys have a different agenda. They want fascism. Peter Thiel has said he doesn't believe in democracy.
Yeah.
So they're fine with it all going down and then you become a cryptocurrency.
Well, if the UN vote didn't tell you more clearly who Trump is working for, you know, I mean, Martin said Trump's administration only appears incompetent if you think they were hired to support the American people. When you understand they were hired to help destroy America, you see they're actually good at their job. You know, how many times has that Khrushchev quote been used about, you know, we're going to take America without firing a shot, right?
Right. We destroy you from within, which, again, is the way that most great empires fall. It's from within. And, I mean, a lot of us have been screaming about this for a while. But just I don't understand, again, it goes back to so much of the media failing and so much of us allowing social media to be controlled by right-wing pirate billionaires. People just did not get basic information. So they didn't know things. I was talking earlier, I remember one of the folks I was talking to on the thing where they thought like our foreign aid is like 35% to 40% of the budget. It's like what, 2% or 1%?
The parks budget is $25 million or something, or $30 million. Trump spent $25 million to do the Super Bowl stunt.
Right. You're not getting money out of these places, all right? You have to massively cut defense, which they'll never do because that's where Elon gets his contracts.
Yeah.
You know, like, you're not getting money out of it in the places they're going. It's not going to happen. They're just going to hurt people, and people will be out of work. And that's always a great thing for the economy.
Eric Holder, as we call him here, His Excellency, Highness. I didn't know what to call him. But he said this is the way back, 2025, an aroused, involved American people, effective lawsuits, wins in state and local elections, political class finds its footing, failing Republican polling numbers, all are starting to happen. Cliff, that's what I love about your work and your message is that you're the kind of fighter that I think the Democratic base is so hungry for, right? You know, it's not just being happy clappy. But we can do this. There are more of us, right?
There are. And, you know, bolster our own people and be happy, clappy, and support them. But also go out there. I'm sorry. Take a chunk out of these bastards. They're attacking the country you grew up in that a lot of us love. They're attacking the Constitution that we believe in. They're attacking democracy that I want my kids to grow up in. I don't understand not being angry. I don't understand not wanting, you know, again, like, decide to get however personal you want to get. But the messaging, at least, should be pointing out the failures, the corruption, all that every day. Stop. No comedy as in I-T-Y. You know what I mean? Comedy, yes. But comedy.
Yes. No, comedy, yes. Comedy, no.
No, they haven't earned it and they haven't shown any in years. Right. Why would we do that?
Right, right. Okay. 47 minutes after the hour, the remaining moments with Cliff Schecter brought to you by CB Distillery. Not that you need them because of Cliff Schecter, just the world in general. Cliff Schecter is almost, he's like an adjustable, you know, in a good way. Okay, listen. What? Highest quality CBD ever from CB Distillery. We love it. They offer natural plant-based solutions for sleep, stress, even post-workout pain that actually work. I use my CBD relief stick every weekend when I inevitably overdo. I love the relief stick. Jody and what you call it, Bella, the gummy girl.
Gummy girl.
Yeah. Chris, of course, a tincture tot. 2 million satisfied customers. Why aren't you one of them? What up with you? If you're still turning your remedies off your grandma's medicine shelf, I mean, how you living, boo? Let's go. Let's do this. CB Distillery. Right now, save 20% with the code Stephanie at cbdistillery.com. cbdistillery.com, promo code Stephanie, not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Stephanie Miller.
All my friends are gay. All my friends are gay.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531. How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're gonna love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us, but you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day, guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The chaotic cuts to the federal government have hit Wisconsin. President Trump created the Department of Government Efficiency and put billionaire Elon Musk in charge of shrinking the federal government. Researchers and journalists have been working to figure out just how many people have been fired and where, because this new office hasn't released that information. Madison is home to as many as 5,800 federal employees. Now we're learning. People were laid off at the U.S. Department of Agriculture here in Madison. One former staffer told the Cap Times it was probably about 28 people from the USDA. The people fired say ending their research and programs could have an impact on Wisconsin farmers. As much as 10% of the staff from the U.S. Forest Service nationwide has been fired. That includes at least 5 people at the U.S. Forest Products Laboratory, which is in Madison off University Avenue. And the Veterans Affairs Hospital has confirmed they lost a small number of employees. This is just what we know for now as we're starting to piece together the impact of these cuts. Meanwhile, the Department of Government Efficiency is looking to close or consolidate 4 federal offices in Wisconsin. That's according to its website. It includes the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service office on Madison's west side. Its lease is $58,000 a year, and Musk's team wants to close it. They'd also close an office of the Defense Contract Management Agency in Merrill, saving about $6,000 annually. And also on the chopping block, they want to consolidate a Department of Defense office in Milwaukee and a Social Security Administration office in Green Bay. Meanwhile, our ice is melting on Madison Lakes. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Watch out for weak points, like ice shoves or spots along the shoreline that still have currents running under, or dams, inlets, and outlets. Experts say that ice may be good enough to support you in one place and possibly not in another. So check ice depth frequently.
I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Sunny and still unseasonably warm today with high temperatures reaching the upper 40s.
Got rain rolling in overnight tonight and lingering through early tomorrow morning and leaving us with a mostly cloudy day, but still mild, with highs in the mid-40s. And how about another 50-degree day possible on Friday? I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 45.
The Todd Alba Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or similar Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? It's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next program, blogger Mike McCabe will talk about dealing with the news cycle.
Is that a motorized news cycle?
I don't know.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings, 6 till 8.
Saturday, and I just, the red tide, and all these fish were dead and whatever. And it's all this dump, this agricultural runoff, Koch brothers, you know, stuff, dumping stuff into the ocean. And it's like, I don't care if you have $0, you know, like $1 million, $20 million. If you're not a billionaire with your own private whatever or beach over there, your own private plane, your own, that's the society they're setting up, where it's literally like the billionaires and people of that level against the rest of us. They don't worry about the FAA, because I'm sure their flights are, their little planes are covered in their flight.
Yeah.
Some of us are all in this together, because when I was in Sarasota, I had to fly back. I'm not scared of flying. And yet for the first time in years, I was like, do I want to get on an airplane?
Yeah.
Just with my kids, you know, like, and not because flying isn't safe, because the two idiots running our government aren't safe.
Thank you. Yeah. Think about how hard that job is, air traffic controller.
It's a really hard job.
I used to know hours they work.
That did that.
Yeah. Tennessee Holler, I love. They said the real Gulf of America is between the people who believe every word Musk and Trump are saying and people who know how incredibly full of they are. I mean, I guess we're going to have some stragglers, Cliff, but, you know, it seems pretty.
We're going to have to invite, look, there's a guy who he may make it on here today. His name is Rich Loges. He once was actually a MAGA influencer. He started an organization called Leaving MAGA and is helping because he realized and he's come around. And we have to, you know, yes, I do my FAPO segments and I will, but we have to invite people that see this who want to join us back in. Because again, in the end, the most important thing is defeating fascism.
Yeah, we have to look at it, Cliff, I guess, like a, you know, whatever, you know, a friend who's had a horrible boyfriend, girlfriend, spouse that, you know, lied to them and abused them. And you go, okay, you know, I'm really sorry that happened to you. Welcome back. You know, I feel like this is one of the most terrifying things happening. It's not getting enough coverage. Andrew Weinstein said the same thing. Regardless of how much coverage it gets, Trump's efforts to install a military command that places loyalty to him above loyalty to the Constitution should be a much bigger story. Nick said, when you fire the chairman of the Joint Chiefs and all the top military lawyers, you are probably getting ready to do some very bad stuff. Wake up, America. This isn't normal. That's what Jane Fonda's whole speech was about. This is our documentary moment, right?
Right. Well, and that's why you need to do things that show it's not normal. And that is by speaking out. That is by showing up places to protest. That is by every act of defiance. I think it was even just something as small as the other day. The entire Eagles team voting to not celebrate the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Like, is that a huge deal? No, but what it says is, what the Eagles team is saying is, this guy's not normal, this guy's not legitimate, this is not an acceptable situation.
Yes.
You know, and we all in our own ways need to be doing.
Yeah, because remember when you, that magical time when you and I were just, you know, talking smack to each other, but you were like, my Bengals are going to come into your Rams house and brr, and I was like, yeah, no, he's not. Anyway, and now we're all united. We're all united in saying, fly, Eagles, fly.
Exactly. See, we've come together around the Eagles.
That's what's right. Please tell us how we support you, how we go to your Substack, et cetera.
So you go to blueamp.substack.com. You find me there. You can subscribe for free and get all sorts of stuff. I just sort of announced this morning, David Schuster, remember from MSNBC, is going to be joining.
Love him. All right.
Join.
We love you, Cliff Schechter. We'll see you next time.
Thanks so much.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, maternal mortality rates are on the rise across the country. Dr. Kristen Lierley is here to explain it all. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. The Dom Salvia Show.
You know, Harvey, the seemingly purposeful no action. What's your sense on the leadership in the Dem Party right now, Harvey?
I'm ashamed of them. What did Trump have on all these people?
Yeah, right.
That we get this kind of silence. Will the Democratic leadership figure out that it's their task to start articulating a Democratic, small d, Democratic vision and project that these people can rally behind? Bam.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More than 20 civil service employees have resigned from Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. They say their technical expertise was being used to dismantle critical public services, which they don't agree with. Meantime, there's still widespread confusion about the job security of thousands of federal government employees.
Federal workers in limbo. After confusing and contradictory guidance about that ultimatum and midnight deadline from billionaire Elon Musk, saying employees must respond to an email with a list of what they did last week or lose their job. The president calling that idea genius.
ABC senior congressional correspondent Rachel Scott. Consumer confidence taking a nosedive. The Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index shows measures on how Americans feel about the overall economy. This week's report shows the largest decline in confidence since August of 2021. For the first time since last June, the expectations index was below the threshold that usually signals a recession. This is ABC News.